Good morning, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at CommSec, with your Thursday the 16th of March financial market update. And unfortunately, we're going to see a sea of red on the Aussie share market today. SPY futures are pointing down by 115 points or 1.7% after we saw the banking sector crisis spread to Europe overnight. And we did see bank shares in Europe fall by 6.9%. That's the biggest plunge in over a year. That really did drag down European share markets. We saw the Stoxx 600 index and the FTSE Euro 300 index both down by 2.9%. And in London, the UK FTSE 100 index fell by 3.8%. And it was all because of Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse shares were down by 24.2%. And that was on the back of jitters around some financial reporting irregularities. We have seen a continuation of customer outflows. And on the back of that, we did see its share price down quite sharply. We then heard from its biggest shareholder, the Saudi National Bank, who came out and said that it was unwilling to provide more financial assistance to the stricken bank. And it currently has about 10% of its shares. And it was basically saying that because of regulatory concerns, it couldn't lift this any further. We did hear from the Swiss National Bank, however, the central bank in Switzerland, who came out and said it'll provide liquidity support for Credit Suisse if need be. And we did see on Wall Street certainly some improvements there towards the end of the session. But broadly, European shares were down. We also saw crude oil prices fall quite sharply, and that weighed on some of those oil super majors, the likes of BP and Shell. Their shares were down 8% in London trade. Now, turning our attention to Wall Street, we had the Dow Jones down 725 points at one stage and the S&P 500 index down 2%. But in the end, the Dow Jones fell by 281 points or 0.9%. The broader S&P 500 index was down 0.7%. However, the NASDAQ eked out a small gain of just 6 points or 0.1%. Now, of course, all the focus was on Credit Suisse with its share price hitting a record low. That then surfaced in US shares with the KBW Regional Banking Share Index down by 3.6%. First Republic Bank shares, which have been in the news lately, they were down by 21.4%. And then we saw some of those major commercial lenders, some of those bigger banks, the likes of Citigroup and JP Morgan Chase, they fell up to 5.4%, dragged down by those jitters around global banks. Also at the same time, we did see shares of Marathon Oil down 8.5% and Halliburton down 9%, with those oil services companies coming under pressure as the crude oil price slumped. We saw the US NYMEX crude oil price fall sharply, down by 5.2% to a 15-month low of $67.61 a barrel. So the energy sector was a big weight on US shares overnight. However, what we did see as well is some weaker economic data as well. US retail sales fell by 0.4% in February. That was in line with expectation, and producer prices were down 0.1% in February, and that alleviated some of those inflation concerns. We saw the US two-year Treasury yield plunge again, down by around 30 basis points to 3.92%. That provided some support for mega cap tech shares, and we did see the likes of Microsoft up 1.8%, Alphabet 2.3% higher, and Netflix rising by 3%. Commodity markets, all the focus there was on oil, and we did see sharp falls there on demand concerns, as we did see those banking concerns really reverberate around risk assets in particular. And what we did see, though, was that risk aversion lead to stronger demand for gold. We saw gold futures up by 1.1% to $1931.30 an ounce. Iron ore was broadly unchanged yesterday, up just 5 cents to $130.09 a tonne. Focus there on the fallen shipments through one of Vale's biggest export terminals in Brazil. And we have seen a tightening in supplies as demand from top buyer China starts to pick up. So certainly we have seen some support there for iron ore producers. So broadly what we're expecting to see today is Aussie energy producers under pressure. We could see gold miners up. The banking sector, of course, will be also under enormous pressure after what we did see in global markets. Another thing to look out for today is the labour force survey in Australia. We have seen jobs shed in December and January, but in February, we're expecting to see a rebound with 45,000 jobs created during the month, with the unemployment rate broadly steady, with the participation rate increasing slightly from 66.5% to 66.6%. and a number of shares are trading ex-dividend on the Aussie share market today. They include IGO, Spark New Zealand and Fletcher Building. And look out tonight for the European Central Bank. With the concerns around the banking sector in Europe escalating, we're expecting to see a 25 basis point rate hike from the European Central Bank. And of course, there were expectations previously for a 50 basis point rate hike due to elevated inflation. And of course, the Aussie dollar, it has also been on the ropes today, but is currently trading at around 66.2 US cents. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.